KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. No one makes movies like Gran Torino anymore, and more's the pity. Clint Eastwood is the director and the star, and the film's concerned with honor and atonement, with rough justice in the family of man. It raises irascibility to the level of folk art, revives acting conventions that haven't been in fashion for half a century, and keeps you watching every frame as Eastwood snarls, glowers, mutters, growls, and grins his way through the performance of a lifetime. He plays Walt Kowalski, a Korean War vet and a widower whose pride and joy is the immaculate 1972 Ford Gran Torino fastback that sits in his garage. Detroit's current problems add a layer of poignancy to a film that's already elegiac. During the industry's heyday, Walt worked on Ford's assembly line, where he installed the steering column in his own car. Now he's retired and embittered, a hard-shell crustacean perched on his front porch, watching foreigners he deplores as they invade the old neighborhood. Deplores is putting it genteelly. Walt has all of Archie Bunker's bile, though not so much of his sly wit, at least for a while. The very sight of a Hmong refugee family next door produces pit bull rumblings in his throat. Another target of his wrath is a baby-faced parish priest who wants to get him into the confessional booth. "I confess," Walt tells him, "that I have no desire to confess to a boy that's just out of the seminary." If Gran Torino were only a refurbished version of All in the Family, it might be an awkward curiosity and little more. But Eastwood cares, as he did in Letters from Iwo Jima, about racial and ethnic reconciliation. And the education of Walt Kowalski begins when a young man from the Hmong family next door tries to steal his precious car. Soon he's involved with the family to an extent he never imagined, let alone wanted, and Gran Torino becomes a vehicle for another kind of reconciliation, Clint Eastwood's coming to terms with the vigilante tactics of Dirty Harry. His new movie isn't an apologia for all that, but it's certainly a meditation on the limits of violence and the power of unchained empathy. Gran Torino is defiantly old-fashioned and occasionally clumsy, but most of all it's heartfelt, and for me the feeling was mutual. "Everything will be explained," a government goon tells Jennifer Connelly's beautiful exobiologist in The Day the Earth Stood Still. A spaceship has just landed, and she's urgently needed to make nice with the occupants. What's never explained is why anyone would do such a dumb remake of Robert Wise's 1951 sci-fi classic. That one starred Patricia Neal as a touchingly plain mother and Michael Rennie as Klaatu, the Christ-like visitor, carrying a message of peace, or else. Where the original film was unpretentious, this version, with Keanu Reeves as Klaatu, is insufferably full of itself, an X-Files episode pumped up to pseudo-cosmic proportions. Where the first one had the warmth of confident artistry, this sorry second is as cold and blank as the expression on Reeves's face. Instead of Sam Jaffe doing Albert Einstein, John Cleese soldiers through a silly cameo as a Nobel laureate who studies biological altruism. In the spirit of critical altruism, I say stay home and watch The Real Thing on DVD. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.